If Only for a Night. Written by Frandomitides and read by Coracothonia. Rated for teen and up audiences and no archive warnings apply. For the fandom of Star Wars The Clone Wars and the relationship of Padme Amidala / Satine Kryze. Featuring the additional tags of flirting and politics. Duchess Satine Kryze is an insistent woman. Padme had known this when she accepted her invitation to Mandalore. She has been reacquainted with the fact intimately in the time they've spent together. It always surprises her, such headstrong will from such a devout pacifist. Foolishly, she supposes, considering the need for such conviction that a place like Mandalore demands. When Satine offers her a glass of wine over dinner, Padme accepts it. Satine says, "The fruit we ferment is grown in greenhouses by necessity," and refers to a plant that Padme has never heard of before. There isn't much fertile soil remaining on Mandalore. Padme thinks of the vineyards on Naboo, the grass stretching out in places to the horizon, the farms and gardens she visited in her term as queen. She says, looking down at the rich red wine in her glass, "I'm sorry for your loss." "I'm sure you are," says the Duchess. There is something politely lancing in her voice, a sharpness with which Padme has grown intimately familiar in Senate buildings and royal advisor consultations. She glances away from Satine's cold, sharp gaze, though she finds no comfort in the dining room's fine architecture. The wine has started to go to Padme's head, most likely. Her face feels warm and her head feels light, and she hardly trusts herself to piece together an appropriately passive-aggressive response to Satine's comment. The alcohol content in the drink must be higher than she'd expected. She clears her throat. "Duchess," she says. Satine tilts her head, blinking innocently. "Yes, Senator?" "Hmm," says Padme, abandoning her train of thought. Underneath the grand dining table, Satine's slippered foot brushes against her ankle, and her face flushes several degrees hotter. Perhaps it hadn't been the wine, after all. "Every day," she admits, "I think I've seen all the bloodshed the galaxy has to offer, and by morning I am surprised anew." "How old were you during the Battle of Naboo?" asks Satine, arching an eyebrow. "Old enough," says Padme. Satine will think her a child, knowing the truth, and the insistent rhythm of her heart demands that the Duchess knows her as a peer. "We were fortunate, all things considered." "War is never fortunate." Satine's skirts rustle as she stands from her chair. Her fingertips drag along the table as she rounds the length of it, meandering closer to Padme with every step. "I grieve your childhood." Padme Amidala hardly had a childhood to grieve. She says, "I find little time to grieve the past. There's a war on. I find there to be little time for anything else these days," says Satine. She draws a fingertip over Padme's cheekbone, and a shiver runs down each of Padme's vertebrae in turn. "I admire your single-minded bravery, sometimes." They have discussed the simple fact of violence one too many times for Padme to miss the Duchess's precise meaning. "You young, stubborn girl." Nevertheless, Padme's lips part in response. "Thank you," she says, It sounds breathier than she means it to. "I'd like to offer you a proposition," says Satine softly. "Allow me to deliver you from the galaxy's bloodshed for tonight." Padme's face is quite hot now. "What are you offering, Duchess Kreese?" "A partner in grief," she says. "Enjoyable company. A very large bed. Whatever you like, if you'll take it." Padme should say no. The tabloids would run wild if they knew, and she has duties to attend to in the morning's early hours. She says, instead, "You drive a hard bargain," and leans up to kiss the Duchess's thin lips. The end.